We must speak with Dr. Van Ripple again. He may know something more. He may know where the dagger is hidden. Are you for it? A wicked grin spreads across Felicity's mouth. She touches her foil to my shoulders as if knighting me. All for one and one for all. Her expression changes suddenly. Why do you think she did it?
MacLeavy or Miss Wyatt, I ask.
Anne. She leans on the hilt of her foil. Freedom was within her grasp. Why did she turn away from it? Perhaps it was one thing to yearn for it and another to hold it. That's ridiculous. With a scoff, she sprawls across the chair again, one foot on the floor, the other leg hanging over the arm. I don't know, then, I say, with no small irritation.
I'll not turn my back on happiness, I can promise you that.
She jabs at the air with her foil. Gemma? Yes, I say, with a heavy sigh.
What will happen to Pip? When I was one with the tree, I saw...
Saw what?
I saw her alive and happy. I saw the two of us in Paris, the Seine glittering like a dream, and she was laughing, as she did before. How could I see that if... Do you think it could be true, that she could come back?
She rolls her head toward me, and I can see the hope in her eyes. I want to tell her yes, but something deep inside me says no. I don't think it could ever be this way.
I think there are some laws that cannot be broken, I say, as gently as I can, no matter how much we wish they could be.
Felicity draws in the air with her blade.
You think or you know?
I know if it were possible, I should bring my mother back tomorrow.
Why don't you then?
Because, I say, searching for the right words, I know she's gone, just as I know that time when we were all together in India is gone, and I shan't get it back.
But if the magic is changing, if everything is changing, then perhaps...
She trails off, and I don't try to correct her. Sometimes the power in a perhaps is enough to sustain us, and I shan't be the one to take it from her. I can hear Bridget's off-key warbling in the hall, and it gives me an idea. Fee, if one wanted to know about a certain inhabitant of a house, a former schoolgirl perhaps, where would one turn for the most trustworthy account? Smiling, Fee bends the foil in her hands.
Why, I should think the servants would have that sort of knowledge.
I throw open the door and peek my head out. Bridget, might we have a word? She scowls.
What you doing in there? Emily's cleaned it just yesterday. I won't have it set to ruin.
Of course not, I say, biting my lip in a fashion I hope passes for wistful. It's only that Felicity and I are heartbroken now that Anne's gone. We know you loved her too. Will you sit with us for a moment? I'm a bit ashamed of twisting Bridget's sympathies this way, even more so when it works.
Oh, love, I miss her too. She'll be fine, though, just like our old Bridget.
She barrels past, giving me a warm pat on the shoulder, and I couldn't possibly feel more deplorable.
Here now, sit proper, miss,
Bridget scolds, seeing Felicity. Felicity slides both of her feet to the floor with a loud stomp, and with a glance I beseech her to behave. Bridget runs a finger over the mantel and scowls.
That won't do.
Bridget, I begin, do you remember a girl who attended Spence?
Lots of girls have attended Spence,
she interrupts.
Can't remember them all.
Yes, well, this one was here back when Mrs. Spence was still alive, before the fire.
Oh, so long ago,
she tuts, wiping the mantle with the edge of her apron. Felicity clears her throat and glares at me. I suppose she thinks she's helping.
This girl was a mute, Wilhelmina Wyatt.